And to get you to, yeah, if you want to come right up here. Okay, so stand directly behind the person, close enough that you can hear them. Don't breathe down the neck and make them nervous. Okay, I just want to make sure that we're all lined up. Everybody close enough so that you can hear, okay? Close enough that you can hear. Close enough. I'm going to move forward here. Okay, so... okay, so I think we're all lined up here. Now, number one, I want you to ask the Lord for a word. And you're going to prophesy to the person behind you. Now, number two is you're going to have to move up closely so that you're going to hear what they say. Okay? So, Father, we thank you, Lord, that your anointing is upon your word, upon these people. Father, I pray that you would download prophetic words. And I'm thanking you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So just wait on the Lord for a minute. Okay, so I want you to go ahead and begin to prophesy out of your belly. Don't think it out too much, but out of your belly.
What did I hear from you?
I think the Lord said that before.
I'm just heading into a season where the toughness is ending and a new season beginning, and the Lord says that there's lots of things that He wants to give more than I want to receive, and the Lord says it's now time to get a hold of it and grab a hold of it. But the Lord's eager to give me this new.
She said the word was bang on and touched her. Amen. Who else wants to quickly just say what the word, you don't have to say exactly all the words you want to find, but what it meant for you.
I want to say something.
Did you get the word?
I got the word, but it's a lesson.
But then I want the people receiving it to be the one to say. Anybody want to give a testimony?
God confirmed once again that I have a mission to do, a missionary. And He asked me to be bold set up language, like, like I spoke my language, and it's hard, sometimes hard to express how I am, or God gives me the words.
Okay, third person, real quick, who wants to test our art? What does the word mean to you?
The word was basically like having a front of school and like caring for people and just being so happy and joyful about what God is doing in people's lives and just how He wants me to keep sowing in that and He wants to sow into my life and bring that all according to all His blessings.
So what did that mean to you? How did it touch you?
It touched me very strongly. It was very on.
He said the word was very on and it touched him strongly. Amen. Okay, number twos, I want you to face the wall, just like the number ones were.
Okay.
I'm going to get the number twos to start going around, just so we have a little bit more space between each other. So if I get you to move around this way, and everybody to follow, right near Pastor Wendy. Okay, arms length apart, give people a little bit more space. Okay, and if you want to get behind a different person this time, pick somebody real quick. Don't think it through too much, just run and stand behind somebody real quick. And again, you're going to have to stand close enough that they can hear you. So you can hear them. Okay, quick. Got one right here. Okay, well, Lord, I thank you that you have a word. Father, we release the Holy Spirit to have His way. Father, let there be a revelation go forward, and we believe in you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. So when you get your word, the person's going to stand close to you so they can hear you, and then I want you to just begin to release the word as you get it.
I give you power to be. I have a value in my language. I have the sensitive. I have the power to give you the word that I have asked you. I give you the power to work. I give you the ability. I give you the power of knowledge. It is here that you start.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up. You can turn around and see who prophesied to you. Okay, everybody, look this way one more time. We want to do as many of these as we can. We want to keep this thing flowing. Everybody, look this way for a second. Look this way. Okay, three people to volunteer what that word meant to you, real quick. Three people. Okay, I want everybody to stop talking just for a second. We want to keep this thing going. We want to get as much out of this as we can. Three people that just to mention what that word meant to you.
She told me that
Everybody listen, our sister's speaking, okay, please?
The Lord said that he would give me the power that is needed to go into my ministry, into my ministry, and that I could speak the word of God, and that that he loves me very much, and that everything that I touch will be successful, and I'm sure I've missed a little bit, but all I know is that I really like what she had to say. I really felt that it was from the Lord.
Amen. She felt that was from the Lord. It hit something deep in her heart. Marlene is going to share.
What was special as she was reading the words, it was describing what I'm reading right now. But she was saying it in my mind as if it was something that was happening. Then I realized that God was telling me that I was doing exactly His will and that I will have more. And I was praying yesterday because I received a lot of words here and I know who I am in the Lord. And I was saying to God, wow, what a vision. But you know, how will I do that? How will I do that? He took on my prayer and He told me, sit at my feet and read the word. So I'm happy. I don't have to pray. I speak the word.
So she got a confirmation of where she's at right now is where she should be at. It was a word of encouragement to her. It was accurate. It was actually what she was living out. And then it was some future direction that God has some things in His Word for her. Anybody else? Real quick. Okay. So what does that word mean to you?
Well, a lot. Because she talked about canvas, a black canvas, and I painted over it. And as I was painting, it was attracting people. And I guess it means a lot to me because I like colors, you know, I really do. And, you know, I also know that the Lord is shifting some things around, really dark things. And I just, you know, when God does things for us, He intends it because out of my experiences and I've blessed others, and I know that people being attracted to that kind of it means something too. It means, you know, reaching out and making people, you know, blessing people. So it did mean a lot to me.
Amen. It touched her on a heart level and personal too. She likes colors and speaking about canvas. Okay, we're going to have our brother come up, who's doing the sound right now. He's a part of the class, but he's kind of going the extra mile. Come on up real quick. Three volunteers. First three hands to go up. One, two, three. Okay.
Transformation. You are like